நீங்கள் SBS தமிழோடு இணைந்துள்ளீர்கள். sbs.com.au/tamil எனும் இணையத்தின் மூலம் மேலும் பல சிறப்பான நிகழ்ச்சிகளை நீங்கள் கேட்கலாம்.
The National Library is doing a project titled Indian Diaspora in Australia, and we have the spokesperson for that, the Director of Curatorial and Collection Research, Ms. Nikki McKay-Sim, with us. Greetings, Nikki.
Hello.
Can you please elaborate the project National Library is doing titled Indian Diaspora in Australia?
I would love to do that. Look, the National Library has been collecting all kinds of Australian stories since 1901, when it grew out of the Parliamentary Library, then located in Melbourne. And look, since then, we've been aiming to capture a documentary record of Australia's diversity, our social, cultural, creative and intellectual stories and contexts across a very wide range of formats. And for some years now, we've been expanding the national collection to include more contemporary and historical stories from Australia's pooled community, that is, our culturally and linguistically diverse communities. So over the next year or so, we're focusing on collecting the diversity of the Australian Indian diaspora, recognising that Australians with Indian heritage are our fastest growing migrant group. And of course, they're hugely acknowledging their hugely significant contribution to many aspects of Australian society and culture. And we hope that the collecting project will ensure that diverse voices and perspectives from the diaspora are more fully recorded in the library's collection, and of course, made available to all Australians to access and research, either on site or online.
When you talk about Indian diaspora, what's your definition, Nikki? Is it confined to people from the country India or anyone with the Indian background?
We're being really inclusive, basically. We're taking a broad definition of the Indian diaspora community in Australia. We'll be guided by those who contact us, who by self-definition part of the diaspora. That may include people who trace their heritage to the pre-partition Indian subcontinent, and those who have Indian heritage but have migrated to Australia from countries such as Singapore, Fiji, Malaysia, Africa.
Thank you. And you explained why you're doing it. And can you elaborate on what is being done? Or what is being done, what it entails?
As I mentioned, we hope to add some new stories to those we already hold at the library to get the contemporary views of the diaspora into the library and in time onto the historical record through the work of social historians and researchers more generally. We're looking to selectively represent materials across a range of formats. Published materials from books and electronic publications through newspapers, newsletters, ephemera, posters, even pamphlets. And in fact, we're already commissioning oral histories. Some, of course, will be in language, the major languages we're hoping to represent. And also we're hoping to get out to as many festivals as we can and ensure that we have photography from those various festivals, working life as well. We hope to capture the visual. Look, we're also seeking out archives of individuals and organisations, diaries, journals, letters, emails even. We rarely take in objects, I'll just have to say that, but if they're integral to telling a person's story, then we'll consider those. And we also collect websites relating to the diaspora communities. So quite a lot to be collected, but over the next year we hope to be able to pull together the opinions, motivations, personal journeys of the diaspora, and it'll all go to forming a permanent documentary record of this aspect of Australia's migration history too.
If one of our listeners is interested in participating, what he or she should do?
Probably the most straightforward way to become a part of the project is to search the National Library's website, nla.gov.au, and just put in the search term Indian Heritage or Indian Diaspora, and you'll be taken to the project webpage. From there, you can complete a form where they can share their details and also their experience and any details that they might have about how they want to help or even donate. There might be items they already know that they would like to offer us. And from the submissions that we receive, we'll work through what stories stand out as those that represent a range of experiences over time, relating to a range of opinions and beliefs as well as, as I mentioned before, a range of languages. Or else they could actually email us also at select@nla.gov.au, and we'll also be able to get back to them if we hear from them through that email address.
Wonderful. What's the process, Nikki? Once a person sends a submission, say in writing or audiovisual, will they get an acknowledgement? How will one know that it has been sent to the correct place?
Yeah, we'll get back to them. We'll get back to them probably within a week or so to let them know that we've received their submission and that it's being considered. Basically, we're not quite sure how many people are going to be interested in offering their stories to us or materials. We're hoping a lot of people are going to be interested in the collecting project. And then we'll have to balance out who we hear from and what kinds of experiences they're willing to share with us at the library. But hopefully we can include as many experiences as possible. But yes, we'll be balancing them across beliefs, language, geographical location within Australia, but probably back in India as well. Yes, so there'll be a lot of factors that we'll think through. But yes, we'll be in contact pretty much straight away, I'd say.
Thank you. You said that you'll be collecting this all through this year and next year. When do you expect this to be done by? Meaning, when should a person who wants to participate send in their submissions?
They should get in contact with us as soon as they possibly can. But we are actually continuing the project until the 30th of June 2025. So, yeah, a little under 18 months or so. But for things like personal archives, it takes us quite a bit of time to consider. So we'd be hoping to hear from people sooner rather than later.
If they have a question, who should they approach or how should they go by?
They should just email us at select@nla.gov.au with that question, and one of our curatorial team will get back to them pretty quickly. It might even be me.
And are you in a position to tell us what will happen after you collect all this information? How will they be displayed or archived, or what will happen?
Well, like anything that we collect for the library, we have to go through a description process to get the material into our catalogue. As with all libraries, we make sure we give access to material. So whatever is offered to us, we would hope that we would be able to give access to the material as soon as we have done the cataloguing process. And material we'd hope would be, certainly the record that we have, it would be available online straight away. And yeah, that we'd be able to give access to it on site.
Thank you very much, Ms. Nikki Mackay-Sim, for your time and insightful answers. We hope that a number of our listeners will participate in your project, and we wish this project a grand success.
Thank you so very much, and we look forward to hearing from all your listeners soon.
இது போன்ற மேலும் பல நிகழ்ச்சிகளை கேட்க வேண்டுமா? ஆப்பிள் பாட்காஸ்ட், கூகுள் பாட்காஸ்ட், ஸ்பாட்டிஃபை என்று பாட்காஸ்ட் கிடைக்கும் பல வழிகளில் நீங்கள் நிகழ்ச்சிகளை கேட்கலாம்.